Graham on Kavanaugh death threat, the worst is yet to come. By Jeff Poor on June 8, 2022. During an appearance on Wednesday's broadcast of FNC's Jesse Waters Tonight, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, warned there could be more trouble ahead in the wake of the threat aimed at Supreme Court Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh's life uncovered earlier in the day. Graham blamed rhetoric from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and the inaction of Attorney General Merrick Garland for what he deemed to be the logical extension of the threat of violence. "The worst is yet to come because the people you named, they have done nothing to fix the problem," he said. The Vice President of the United States, a couple of years ago, before she was Vice President, raised money to get rioters out of jail who hit cops over the head. They had a bail fund for people beating up cops all over the country, right? So, you got the President of the United States, who has been absolutely a wall on this. You got the Majority Leader of the Senate going to the steps of the Supreme Court threatening two justices by name. You got Nancy Pelosi who said, "The Speaker of the House, I'm perfectly okay. Will people go into a justice's home to try to intimidate the court to change the ruling on Roe v. Wade?" "So, this is a logical extension to their behavior," Graham continued. "And, here is what I worry about. I wrote a letter in May to Merrick Garland to do what you suggested, arrest the protesters. We have a law on the books. You cannot go to a judge's home or a juror's house and intimidate them while they're doing their job. That makes common sense. Does it, doesn't it? The reason they haven't been arrested is because they're trying to get an outcome that they agree with. Violence is not the test here. It is what you're violent about. So, Merrick Garland, I think, is derelict in his duties. He should arrest these people tonight." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.